Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of The Bathroom Break. I am here with the man about town, Jay Schwedelson. He has been like impossible to communicate with lately. I've been trying to send him, I was paying him to like send me an email for the last week about something. And he kept saying sorry, and I would text him. He's like, I'll send it tonight. And then it didn't come tonight. Right. But I want to know, like, what is going on with you right now? What's in your life, going on in your travel plans? And I know it's not like fun travel plans.
No. I'm all over the place, and I'm the worst about all of that. But yeah, a lot of travel going on. I feel like this is like the time, all these events and stuff. So I just got back from one event, going to another one. I will tell you though, that going on airplanes, I need to not be near people. So I'm on an airplane, and this dude, like two rows in front of me, he's on, like, everyone's coming on. We're all seated, but there's still a lot of people coming on. He's on his speakerphone, which, who does that to begin with? And he's having this conversation. He has this voice that is so loud. And then all he was doing was dropping F-bombs, like rapid fire. And I'm like, I don't think that that's okay. Because a lot of people, there's kids, there's whatever. And this woman like taps like, sir, you know, whatever. He goes, oh, don't worry, I'll get off soon. And he keeps going with the F-bombs. So I don't know. I think everybody on airplanes just needs to like, just be normal. Just let's get normal.
I've had that before. Someone behind me was showing like their 13-year-old grandchild a video, but put the video full blast, and it was just like a video of like firecrackers, and it was just like for like 20 minutes straight you hear like firecrackers behind me, and I like kept turning around giving them a look. They wouldn't stop.
Well, they actually made an announcement on the overhead speaker. They go, anyone who is using their phone, please be quiet and don't be on speakerphone. I'm like, yeah, do it.
I got it.
So, all right, let's jump into this. You know, there was something I hit Daniel up about that I want him to share today, because I need to do a better job of it heading into 2026. So my organization, we put out a lot of content. We have newsletters, we have social posts, we have videos, all this stuff. And we are wildly unorganized in terms of content that's working or content ideas. And I want to get that to be a lot better, because it's an epic waste of time. And I feel like a lot of organizations, business, consumer marketers, whatever, you're putting out content, offers, things, and forget, this is not about a content calendar. This is about content organization. So Daniel, I feel like you do a really good job of that. So how do you do that? How do you organize content?
So I think there's two sides of the question. And I'll go first, like the content side of that you are producing. So I think every piece of content, we have a tagging system of like, what's the topic? We also have a tagging system, like how's it perform? So if it's social, we download the likes, the comments, the shares. If it's a newsletter, the open rates, like the click-through rates, all that. Because that's crucial to know what topics are performing and what topics aren't performing. Should we remix this topic? Should we do more of this topic? Should we not? So we have every single time we produce a piece of content, we are like tagging the topic, tagging how, like putting the metrics in so we know what is working and what is not working. So I think that is really crucial for when you're creating content, because I'm the believer that you only really need to produce 5 to 10 great pieces that, and then you can remix them forever. The same idea, like say Jay's talking about email marketing, he could talk about subject lines like 15,000 different ways. So like if subject line was his topic, which he does, it is high performing content subject lines, you would just figure out like, okay, are these, is like the negative part of subject lines performing? This is the positive, what's performing? So then I would just keep remixing.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you say you tag it, is that living like in Google Docs or in Slack, or where does that like actually, like, do you have a special?
We do it in a Notion database. So it's in a Notion database of like the link to the piece of content, like we write for like newsletters, like the written part is always in like a Google Doc. But we also link to like the campaign in our ESP. For social posts, we just link out to where we've posted the social posts. So we have the links of where, so it's easily to like click through to be like, okay, this is what we produced. We also have like a section of like, if it is a meme, like here is it in our Google Drive, so you can go find the meme and the meme template. So we organize, we have it all in that Notion database, but you can do it easily. You could put this in a Google. I've done it. I started doing it in a Google Sheet. Like you could, this is this even simpler way to do it, is do a Google Sheet. You don't have to go into like Notion and something like that.
You see, I think people make the mistake is they're categorizing like campaigns, like, oh, this campaign did really well, or maybe, you know, this downloadable asset, you know, did really well. But I think this idea of creating this content library and this offer library of things that really resonated, and then the ability to remix them and breaking out the image that worked, the headline that worked, and just having that available.
Yeah, it's headline. It's not only that, it's like I like putting like pain point as like a category. So like, did this pain point hit with the audience or not? So like, you can go down and look like, here's the pain points. And then you can also filter by like how successful the posts are. And then you can see like, okay, this headline in this post performed very well. We should figure out how to do more of this and more of that. Like same with like podcast downloads too, like taking all your podcast downloads and figure out, okay, this topic, this headline, like that's how I knew to get like more marketing psychology people on my podcast, because I knew they had the most downloads. Like, people were caring about that topic. So I wanted to get more of those podcast guests on my podcast because people cared about
that. You know, along those lines, an initiative that we just did in our organization. So we're of an agency. So we're pitching our services all the time. But whenever we're pitching, it's always like the potential client's different interests depending on, you know, their particular stuff. So we broke out all of our pitch decks into these modules. We do everything in Canva. We have like the shared Canva environment. And now we have all these modules like, oh, okay, we're pitching this type of business. And then you basically add in these three modules and that's your pitch deck. I suppose there's having one boring one that everyone's kind of just customizing. So that's been particularly cool. But I have a different question for you now. So you put out some awesome newsletters. I mean, your newsletters are ridiculous because not only are they good and they're funny, whatever, they have so much content in them. I'm like, how does this dude come up with all this? Every time I have to do a newsletter, I want to lose my mind. So like, do you just pull this out of your butt, or how do you come up with creating like newsletters and information like that?
Yeah. So we have like a channel that with like people on my team to like any idea you see on the internet, like, okay, David's Protein Bar has launched this cool campaign, or, hey, this will be a cool idea. You drop in the channel and that gets fed into a Google Sheet of like newsletter ideas for the future that I'll end up writing. And then every Monday we do like a writer's room of being like, okay, do we think we should do this idea or that idea? Should we scrap this idea? Should we move it to deprioritize or prioritize? Is it relevant? Is it not relevant? Should we move it up based on relevancy? So like, let's say something just happened, like say we're in the Super Bowl right now. Like nobody's going to care about a Super Bowl send 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. So that needs to be bumped up and written like right now versus like a story send about a marketing campaign in the 1820s or something like that. That would be cool, have good lessons, but is a very evergreen content. So we separate between evergreen ideas and relevancy ideas. And like relevancy ideas will always trump the evergreen, but we will write evergreen ahead of time. So we always have like a bank of evergreen. I have a bank of evergreen content that I have for a long period of time. So,
you know, I think that's so cool that you have this writer's room, because even if, let's say, you're a solo person out there, because I now have this on my calendar every week where it's like a content creation thing that's a period of time on my calendar every week. That's all that I think about. That's all that I do. I think being intentional about your content, you're organizing your content, you're creating your content for your business. I don't care how big or small your business is. That should be a primary thing that you have set up.
Yeah. And I also think you need different types of people in the room, different, like a Gen Z person in our room will like come up with an idea that I never heard about. And they'll be like, hey, you should be talking about this because this is an idea that just happened. Or someone else who, like, ideas could be pitched from anywhere. So that's like, that's the thing that I think people make a mistake is you should just bounce ideas off of people of what you should write about. You shouldn't be solo in a room, and it should be go beyond the marketing team. It should go beyond, there are people on other departments have good ideas that, like, oh, you should write about this or you should write about that. So I think that's something you should think about as well, is like bring people from different backgrounds, different likes, different interests, because some of the newsletters that have gone out have all been, could be ideas that I did not think about, but I wrote them because I thought that they were really cool, relevant, and an idea that will be cool for my newsletter. So
back to the travel stuff. I think I'm going to get in trouble when I say this, but when I get on a plane and if somebody has a dog and they brought on a plane and they sit next to me, I only get pissed when the dog is really big. I got on a plane the other day and this dog was like, I mean, it was like a large human. And I'm like, what are we doing? This is like a farm animal. This ain't right. Like, there should be like a warning system if you're going to sit next to a farm animal on a plane. Is that a horrible thing to say?
I don't think it's horrible to say, but I think I think you should know. What if like you're allergic to dogs?
I'm allergic to dogs that are bigger than me.
How many times have you sat next to a big dog?
It just happened 2 weeks ago.
How many people are bringing big dogs on planes? Like, that's
I don't know. This one weirdo did. I'm like, dude, this is not okay. That's not a service animal because that dog is going to run the plane. It could be the pilot. So,
I mean, I feel like if it's that big, they should have its own. That dog should have its own seat.
It should have its own plane. Well, once again, we've covered a lot of very important information. So listen, follow the Marketing Millennials, greatest podcast in the history of the world, organized content. It's incredible. Leave it a review and do this, not that. Maybe you want to follow it. Who knows? Who cares? Have a great day. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.